It's against the law, a misdemeanor, for you to interfere with any city employee. It doesn't say whether the city employee is authorized or not, who's taking down your tent or seizing your property. I mean, this is worse. I mean, I know that it's permitting camping, supposedly, between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. And it's a little confusing because it also says in certain areas you can only camp, you have to break camp at 5 a.m. Okay? And I know that it says that, but if you read it carefully, you'll see that the restrictions are so intense, and really, it's a complete illusion, all right? So I think that we're going to have to make a statement, and as the union, and I want to get input from you guys over the next few days on this ordinance, because this ordinance is a weapon that the city's going to use to try to run the homeless out of Salinas. Reduce people to the point where, just like Irene says, they make you choose. You can't, how can you possibly be available to work at a regular job if you have no place to put your possession, they're unattended, and therefore the city can seize them and destroy them. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
You guys agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, it's my understanding, I'm gonna be blunt with it, I'm gonna put it right out there. It's my understanding that there were some lawyers who were going to challenge this ordinance, but that so far nothing's really happened. And I was contacted, that's what my opinion is about the ordinance, and I've had a chance to look at it, and quite frankly, they should be fighting this ordinance in court. They should not be making any deals with the city. This amendment is unacceptable. This is just another step. I'm going to take that position, a formal position. I'm going to go through this thing with a fine-tooth comb and write up all of my opposition, all the legal opposition to it. And I'll submit it for you guys to consider. But really, I'm your lawyer, and I represent you guys. And I want you guys to, I'll write something up, you guys look at it, and if you're in agreement, then that will be our official position, all right? And my gut feeling and my analysis so far on that ordinance is that ordinance is wrong. That ordinance is unconstitutional, and that ordinance is gonna single out homeless people. For example, it says that no person can be, it says that marginally housed or unhoused cannot be in a parking lot. They can't be in a city parking structure. So they've singled out a class of people based on the fact that they don't have a home, and they're prohibiting them from even being upon city property. That is unconstitutional on its face. Okay, that is unconstitutional on its face. The other thing it does, for example, is it says they have this definition now of an acceptable number of personal items. They're saying, well, guess what? If you don't have a place to live, we get to limit the amount of personal property you own. If it doesn't fit in a 96-gallon garbage can, you can't have it. Well, that's a violation of the Fifth Amendment. The Fifth Amendment says that they cannot take your property without due process of law, okay? Life, liberty, and property, that's your property. And they have no right to make an arbitrary definition of saying, well, you can have your ID and your cards and your medication and a couple of blankets. That's it. If you can't fit it, it doesn't fit in this garbage can. It's you can't have it. And if you read it carefully, there's no way for you to get your possessions around town. There's no way, because you can't have a cart. This ordinance prohibits you from having a cart or some other means of carrying your possessions around if you need it. That's defined as a bulky item. We thought we got rid of the bulky item deal back when we fought the first ordinance, you know, three years ago. Now they've come back to it. So this is a big step backwards. It's not a step forward, it's a step backwards, okay? So I think what we need to do is carefully go through it. Now there are some parts in there that we can use. We can say, okay, we're gonna take advantage of this one right here. For example, it says that you can apply to the city for an overnight camping permit, okay? So we'll do that. It will be a special event. It's a special event is housing homeless people. Now, the way they defined it, if you look at how they define the tent, they look at the way they define other means of shelter, they're making it impossible by definition to have these small homes. You guys have been reading about these small homes that are constructed. I just read in St. Louis, Missouri, where a group of veterans actually created a whole village for homeless veterans, but they didn't restrict it just to veterans. They built it for others too. And there are these small homes. Well, under this ordinance, you could not have something like that in the city of Salinas. So what this ordinance is doing is slamming the door on some solutions, some temporary solutions that other cities are actually putting into place. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that you guys are on the right track. The fact that the union has continued to exist, and the fact that you guys can continue to be the leadership core, is setting the example all throughout California. So one of the things I want you guys to do is set December 4th aside, put that date aside. Because what's going to happen on December 4th is they're kicking off all across the country the New Poor People's Campaign. And you guys know Willie Baptist, and you know some of the others who came out for some of the schools. And Willie was down there when we had the celebration, first year anniversary of the Homeless Union there. And he's part of this movement. And in 25 different states, they're going to have events and press conferences and protests at state capitals in 25 cities. Because we're heading into the 50th anniversary of the Poor People's Campaign that Dr. King initiated in 1967, 1968. So that's a Monday. That's Monday, December 4th. And I'm in touch with the Marysville Homeless Union, the Sacramento Homeless, and not just homeless, because we don't want to just take the homeless. You know, like Rita was saying a moment ago, it isn't just about homeless. They want to separate people. We want to unite people who are poor. That's the definition. And there's 8 million poor people in the United States, at least. That's the official poverty line. It's probably twice that. Okay? So let's talk in the next, you know, we have a couple of weeks, you know, 2-3 weeks to get this together. Let's see about getting some transportation, some vans maybe for some of the churches. See about getting a caravan that can get into Sacramento. The time hasn't been designated yet, but we'll do it in such a way as we can get as many people down there. And we're going to have a press conference. And you guys need to be speaking. We need Irene, you to speak. We need Rita, you to speak. Wes White, okay? We need the leadership. And we're gonna show that poor people can organize themselves. And those of us who are part of that movement, whether we're professionals or whether we're union people or whether we're attorneys or whatever, we understand that this has to be a unified movement. Okay, the days of, like you said, like Rita said, homeless, not helpless. So we made a break. We made a complete break with people like Jill Allen and these other people who for years have passed themselves off as being the official spokesperson for homeless people. They don't speak for us, and we know that. They proved that in the battle for Chinatown. We saw what side they were on in the battle for Chinatown, right?
Yes.
We saw that.
Yes.
And now that day was a very important day because a dividing line was set up. A dividing line was set up and new leaders came up, and you guys are those new leaders. So I know it can get very difficult and it can get depressing. I understand that 100%. But we got to turn all that into strength. We got to turn all that into organizing. You guys, I'm going to turn you guys loose. Irene, you and Rita, if you hit the road up and down California speaking to these camps and people are setting up little shelters and shacks under freeway overpasses and railroad tracks, this is all over the state of California. They can't stop it and they know they can't stop it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we get you guys out on the road talking and organizing and bringing people in. We're going to build a real movement in this state and across this country. And it's going to be led by poor people. And so I'm in touch with lawyers who have this perspective. I'm done working with these lawyers. All they want to do is, you know, work with the city on some Mickey Mouse, give some money to the shelter system. That's not going to help us. We need housing. We know that's the demand is housing. And if you're not going to provide housing, then at least let these tent cities be constructed and leave them alone. Okay, leave them alone. Don't make people walk around all day like pack animals with their possessions on their back because they can't stay in the tent, they can't stay in a shelter of their own on the street during the day. They can't provide housing, they don't interfere with us when we construct our own housing, our own cities. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, rather than go through this point by point, because it would take a long time to do that, I'm going to go ahead and write something up because this is a long ordinance. And I want to point out every single part of it that is problematic. And also point out those things where they kind of blew it and they created an opening for us. Okay, because there's a couple of places there, a little sloppy with this ordinance. And I see a few places in there where we can take advantage of some things. And say, hey, wait a minute, it says right here. And you're telling us we can't do this? I see some openings too. And you know, we're going to take advantage of those too. Okay? So, I don't want to take all that time now because it's the kind of thing where I need to come down there and sit around a table and have some documents for you guys to look at. Because this thing, we need to fight in an organized way. We need to be serious about this. So keep on doing what you're doing. Set December 4th, that's a Monday, put that aside. And we'll meet. I'm going to try to clear my schedule so I have a day where I can come down and spend that day organizing these things and then making my full report about this ordinance. Because I think we need to take our own position on this. We need to let the city know. We need to let the attorneys know. We need to know, let Chris Callahan know. Let them all know how we feel about this, because this is not a solution. And it's full of language. Well, we want to balance the needs of the homeless with the need for, you know, keeping public spaces open to everybody. They don't want to balance anything. That's balancing is not, they only put that language in there so that if they get challenged in court, they could point to that language and say, oh, no, we're not trying to criminalize anybody. We're trying to strike a balance. That is no balance. That's a sledgehammer. That's what this ordinance is. So I don't know if you guys have had a chance to go through it, but we'll go through it. We'll set up a time when I can make a full-blown presentation to all you guys about it, and we can have a full-blown discussion of what our official position is going to be. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna have to let you guys go. Keep on doing what you're doing. I'll be in touch with you guys about, you know, coordinating these things. But like I said, mark your calendar and let's start getting some commitments from people to be part of the caravan to come to Sacramento and work. We're gonna let them know Salinas is in the house. We're gonna let them know Salinas is in the state house on that day. You hear me?
Yeah, sounds like fun.
All right. You guys take care. Keep up the work, man.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye now. Yeah.